Well, tonight was another horseshoes and hand grenades, and it was a good one, you guys. We had a blast. We did a factoid. We did some news. We chatted. We talked a lot because Ashley and I never know when to shut up. There's a bug attack in the middle of the show. That was kind of fun. If you don't hear on the live show watching it on video, you're missing something. But if you watch on the YouTube, you can catch some good stuff. So check that out sometime if you haven't. YouTube's a great way to watch this show. But for now, man, just sit back and relax and enjoy Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 520 for July 30th, 2020. Diddle you quickly.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
I hit the button. Go! Go, show! Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings you the latest and greatest on crazy news. I want to tell you right now that the news was assembled in mere minutes prior to the show, because that's how good we are, because somebody said, do you need notes? And I said, nay, where we're going, we don't need notes. And then producer Jacob swooped in and was like, no, you need notes. You need them badly. And we're like, no, we don't. F you, notes. Are we the god of notes? No, we're the gods of odd news. That's what we are. And then Ashley's like, we're fairly known streamers, you butthole. Why do you think we need notes? Then the notes landed in the document, and I was like, thank God, I didn't know what I was going to talk about tonight. That is what we do here at Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, and we're glad that you're here with us. I'm your host, Steven, joined as always by the amazing, the wonderful, the Smashly.
Hi.
Reach out.
Kelly's like, you don't really need them. You read them sometimes, but you don't need them.
Well, it could be reduced to grumbles tonight, because y'all, I'm tired. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but on Wednesday nights at 8:30 here on Two Dorks TV, we talk about COVID-19, and we stayed up late last night. We stayed up late. We talked a long time, and then Jacob and I sat there, because we neither of us know when to shut up, and we talked to each other for like another 30 minutes. I was like, I need to go to bed, yo. And the thing about it is, I need to calm down after a show. I can't just hang up and go to sleep. My brain just is like, hey, man, hey, man, hey, man, hey, hey, man, hey, look over here.
Nice shot.
Yep. Yes. Hey, man. Filter's
like
really
that song.
Not great. Oh, you like that song? I'm sorry.
I do. I really like it. I think it's cute.
Really hate it. But good, I mean, good for you. They had two big hits. They had that one, and they had, if you want to take my picture. And that one's stupid, too. I hate that one as well.
That's
how are you?
The same person?
Yeah, they were the same. It's kind of like you realize that the same people, no, that was, I don't know if I have another one. Because there's so many bands that do like a hard song, and then they do like an acoustic song, and the acoustic song is really great, and then they just do nothing but acoustic songs.
So that was in like every single movie I watched, like in the Blade era.
Yes. Oh, Radio Rock from Blade.
That looks good. And Sandstorm was in like every movie I watched.
What's a Sandstorm?
Oh, yes, that was so good. That was so good. I can't. Yes. Yes, that.
Sandstorm.
I can't make my tongue diddle. I would make the worst lesbian. I would disappoint every woman ever. They'd be like, diddle a little faster. Like, diddling as fast as I can.
Diddling as fast as I can. Yes, indeed. That is what we intend to do tonight, is diddle you quickly and get you into bed. I usually wish to reverse it, I guess. Man, has it been an adventure of a week? How you doing?
What, this week is stupid. I feel like quarantine has, like, it's been shit. Like, just a general just shit, but not like I'm gonna slit my wrists open and bleed to death shit, right? But I feel like this week, I'm just like, if the power plant exploded and took us all out today,
that would be okay, right?
But based on this week, it would explode and we would be just alive enough to live in pain for a year.
We would all be in the fallout. Are you in the evaporation zone? Like, are you in the
I kinda... think you and Mom and Dad are in the evaporation zone. I think Jacob and I are just far enough that we would just be like,
you would be maimed. Yeah, you would be ghouls. Yeah. We're in the zone where if it were to go up, we just get completely atomized or whatever. Like, we'll just explode.
I would love to be atomized. I would. So, my dad's sick. We've been talking about this for a while, but we found out that my dad's sicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's exciting. Like, he was sick, and we're like, well, this is terrible. And then we found out that he's like more sick on top of the already sick. And we're like, good. That's good. And then one of my sittering group girls texts me and she's like, so my infant child has COVID from daycare because fuck society as a whole. And my CEO refused to let me work from home, even though she works in marketing and all she does is she's on the phone all day. So her child has COVID, she has COVID, and now Austin has to get tested because he's exhibiting all the same symptoms that she had.
There's a thing, I don't know that people are aware, but the likelihood of an entire household having COVID when one person has COVID is obscenely high. Obscenely high. So, the flu, there's a possibility that other people in the house will get flu. Flu has blown through an entire household before, but a lot of the times, it doesn't. COVID's not the flu. I don't know how many times we have to say this, but it's not the flu. You guys know that. We talk about it every Wednesday on Staring at Goats. We'll check your local listings. But we lost Herman Cain today. Herman Cain died. He was a naysayer of the mask effort. Even as he was in the hospital dying of COVID, whoever was managing his Twitter account was continuing to tout the no mask, we need our freedoms agenda. And I don't know how my brain can't reconcile that. I have no idea how you die of a thing and yell at the same time that it either doesn't exist or is not worth talking about.
And then one of my girlfriends texted me and she's struggling. She's got many children and they're all over the age of 13. One is now 18. And she missed out on her graduation, like seeing her friends all summer. And now she can't get her license because of COVID. So, like, she's struggling because she's like, how much more is my poor 18-year-old kid going to miss out on in 5 months? And I'm like, it's just whatever. You guys talked about this last night. By the way, I listened to you guys last night. You guys called it. I'm like, I'm going to F the bed. I'm exhausted. The kid's been sleeping in the crook of my arm at night because he's going through that 4-month regression and that's how he sleeps, right?
Yeah.
So I just laid down with him. I'm like, this is awesome. I fell asleep beside this adorable little ball of heat and it was great. And Jacob comes and jumps to the bed. He's like, I thought you were at the bathroom. I was knocking. And I'm like, huh? Like, wait. We had such a good show. Did you listen to the show? And I'm like, yeah, honey.
Uh-oh. Something happened. Oh, no. Oh,
no, God!
It's all going off the rails. There's probably a roach. I think there's definitely a roach. Oh, my gosh, you can see it. Did you see it, you guys? Oh, audio listeners, I'm so sorry that you're missing this. But she's just dancing. It's definitely a fly. We'll be back in just a second. And we'll just bring audio back in. That was a good segue. Well done. You are a warrior, Ashley. A warrior. And this is the funny. You're like, I'll kill some zombies, baby. I'll shoot some people, some zombies in the face, and then like a boss like. That was
Look,
good.
It's not that it's a moth. It just comes out of nowhere. And who knows what it is right now, because the Earth is trying to take the planet back.
I feel like we should watch The Happening or something just to understand what the world is doing right now. Oh, it could be yes. One of Mothman's minions. Thank you, Ace Tigers. Yes.
Ace, I went and watched that with a friend at the dollar movie forever ago in West Virginia, and we walked out of the theater and there were 100,000 billion moths swarming around this light. And I had never seen so many moths in my entire life, and I still have it. And it was the weirdest damn thing ever.
They knew. Anyway. The Mothman knows. That was like the bridge that fell over in Point Pleasant or something. Isn't that what that was all about, Point Pleasant?
I don't know. Didn't they put a radioactive moth in? No sneaking bugs. I don't. Look, bugs are fine. Expected bugs are fine. Unexpected bugs can suck the biggest of dicks.
I remember letting Dodger pee out standing out on the back porch. I let him run out in the yard. I'm standing there with my drink in hand, and it's dark, and I've got the light on. I look up to my right, and there's a spider the size of my head. Has built a giant web, a giant for catching birds. It's full on crows captured in that sucker. It scared the bejesus out of me. I looked at it and said, "Good evening, sir. I'll stand over here." And then I walked over there, and a roach scurried across, and I was like, "I'm going inside."
I'm telling you, there's like so we don't have a door from the garage into the house. You have to walk out of the back of the garage and into the sunroom and then into the house. So we leave the garage door open because it's hot AF, right? So at night, I have to walk out of the sunroom into the garage, hit the button, and just the space, the like 2 feet I have to walk to close the garage door, I have to fling the door open just so like one of the mamma jamma spiders, like you see, hasn't created a web of destruction for my face. And then I like all the lights are out because the ballast went wrong. So I can't see. And I'm just like, let all the roaches scurry, because if one walks across my foot, I'm going to piss my pants and die. It's awful. Like, the bugs this year are stupid. That's why I've had bug salesmen at my door. They're not selling bugs. It's not like Ocarina of Time. They're selling the destruction of bugs, which I am okay with.
All the bugs need to die. Winter did not come. George R.R. No. Martin, it did not show up here. And all the bugs were like, what are we hibernating for? We need to like be out mating and stuff. And they were like, okay, let's go out and mate. And they're like, hey, baby, how you doing? Let's get together. look at how big this flasher is. Flash, flash. Woo, yeah, I got a big flasher. Yeah, I'm the man. I'm the firefly guy. Pew, 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 flashing it up. Let's go mate. And they're like, okay, sounds great. That's what you should do. There's a good tactic. You're out at the bars and you're like, I'm looking for somebody to hang out with, if you know what I mean, and just carry around a light bulb. Be like, flash, flash. Hey, ladies.
Flash, it's like flash. A sim, but not. Kelly, so, yeah, okay. You know how some spiders are like all legs, which is creepy in and of itself, right? Like they're just legs. And then some spiders are like just, hey, Nicole,
are
like thick and juicy and meaty. Like if you killed it, you could fry it up on your grill and have lunch.
Burger, hamburger, spider burger.
Yeah. These are the meaty spiders. They're not like the beautiful orb spiders that, you know, occasionally you'll drive your four-wheeler through. These are the, I'm going to make a web at your door and then eat your ass.
That four-wheeler analogy was way too close to home. I remember riding four-wheelers through the woods like, ooh, you just drive through it and it hits you in the face and you're like, I hope there's no spider on that.
That's
boy.
What we did at your house. Landon so and I drove fun. Through one of the little orb weavers things and I'm like, I am going to die.
You guys got into a lot of trouble around that place. The four-wheeler spiders, that one time Death found you out in the swimming pool and tried to take your life then and there.
Have we told that story on here?
Oh, I'm sure. A million and a half years ago.
Yeah.
Ashley and Landon were approached by Death while swimming in my swimming pool. I've never seen them both so scared of anything in my life. They're like, Death approached, and we ran as fast as we could.
It was, you know, like, I feel like most people have kind of like a sixth sense about things, right? Like you know, basically if something's okay or not, you know, and every once in a while you'll just get that feeling that, and you may ignore it or whatever. Dag nabbit, Nicole, it was a bug and it was unexpected and it startled me slightly. But we were out swimming because Steven had this amazing pool, and Steven's like, F water in particular, because I ain't swimming out here. And
Landon
are like, yes, the pool. And we were out there in the middle of the night because what are pools for? And we just both got this really weird feeling, like at the same time. You know, just like a weird, like your stomach's just like something's wrong. And then we smelled this smell. And I'm like, do you smell that? And it was like Death had walked up and breathed on our necks. It was awful. And so we both realized we had to get out of the pool quickly. Unfortunately, you had to turn the lights off on the pool at the pool. Like, you couldn't turn off the lights from the house. So we both jumped up. We were on the far side away from the lights. And we were just surrounded by woods and Apalachicolinus. And we ran. And like, you know, in the movies, when you look at a door, but then the hallway gets really, really long. That's what happened. And I have never seen Landon run so fast in my entire life.
And like, leave you just in the dust.
It was so stupid.
They came into the house, you guys. Like, our pool was like probably 30 feet from the house. And it does feel like a long way. It was at least 30 feet. They come in the house and they're like, oh my gosh, telling me and Stephanie, this thing tried to eat us. I don't know. It's Death out there. And I'm like, well, let's go look for it. What was it? And they're like, they would not let me leave the house and go find out what it was. I was going to be the first one killed, and they were not going to allow it. They were like, no, you cannot go out there. Probably an armadillo, hindsight 2020. Probably an
that's
armadillo.
What we've decided.
Yeah,
but if armadillos smell like that, then why do people eat them?
Yeah, but hey, that's, I don't know, why do people make helmets out of them? Because they make great armor. Armadillo, you get it? Armadillo, you can make a armor out of it. Let's just factoid of the week. I have two. One, because I've been reading this book called The Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson, and it is an information dump. It is just fact after fact after fact thrown into your brain with a loose narrative. It just goes all over the place. I've learned about dinosaurs. I've learned about chemistry. I've learned about an enormous amount of things. One of the most fun things I learned about space was asteroids. Asteroids, we don't know where the crap any of them are. Smash, we don't know where any of the asteroids are. We want to believe that there's a crew of astronomers looking out into space and going, yeah, we're tracking like, you know, 3,000, 4,000 near, probably going to cross Earth's orbit asteroids. They're not tracking them at all. They barely know where any of them are. They know where a few of them are. But they don't really know where most of them are. I found out that the likelihood of them finding an asteroid that we could do anything about is astronomically low. If they found one, it would probably be within 6 months of impact. And even then, they wouldn't be sure it was going to impact us until about two or three weeks beforehand. So there's no way Armageddon, in a sense, from the 1998 movie happens. They can't send space cowboys up there. Also learned that if they were to send a crew to an asteroid, let's say they could do it, but they can't because you can't even get to the moon with the rockets we currently operate. They would not be able to get to an asteroid. If they were to get there and they were to nuke it, the likelihood of it blowing up in such a way that it diverted it from Earth, also astronomically low, if not impossible. What you would likely do is just break off smaller chunks of the asteroid that are now radioactive, and rain them down on Earth.
Oh.
Fascinating. I also learned in the early 90s an asteroid passed by us 90,000 miles away, which is the equivalent of a bullet going through your shirt sleeve. narrow miss in all when you consider the vastness of space. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, if we're going to be eradicated, it would be a really fun 2 weeks to be alive and try to figure out what to do with those 2 weeks.
Because what would you do if we were all going to die in 2 weeks?
Probably finally go to Vegas and see what it's all about. I'm not really that creative. I don't know. Stay inside, hug my family, and take them to Vegas and see what the fountains look like in real life. Maybe look at the Grand Canyon while I'm out there. Maybe just sit around and play Skyrim until it all ends.
don't waste your time with Vegas, for God's sake. I think I would take some weapons and I'd go find the biggest effing mansion I could at the beach with the biggest effing pool I could find and be like, this is mine now. And I would camp out for 2 weeks.
I think you'd probably end up you'd have to fight off more raiders who were coming over to be like, no, we live here.
But that would be half the fun for me.
I guess. I mean, go out in a blaze of glory, sure. But yeah, 2 weeks before an asteroid hits, who knows what we would do? I mean,
swim. I just want to go swimming. At this point, I miss the effing beach. I don't miss doing things, but I miss doing things.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss that feeling that I had months ago when we met with Sam's school and we're like, oh, this is what we do when kindergarten starts and this is how we bring them in and do the things. And we're like, oh, this is going to be so great. Sam, you're going to have such a great time at school. But 2020 took a big old fat wet dump all over everybody's plans. It's like, hold on. And stomped all on it and threw it in a puddle of more poop, rolled around.
So
in it.
I do have a question. I feel like everybody was kind of okay, but this week I have heard more crap from my circle that there's suddenly, like, I just feel like this week was a turning point for a lot of people. And like, everybody's suddenly not okay anymore. Like everybody's super done. Like whatever side of the fence they're on, they're just done. Like it went from one of my girlfriends summed it up really well. She's like, I previously was just operating under the thought that everybody's just doing the best they can, just, you know, let it ride, everybody's cool, man. She's like, but now I fucking hate people. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it seems to be where I've found a lot of people too. They either don't care and have been lucky so far. And you've just been one of the people that don't care, continue to not care, and then don't get sick and don't know anybody who got sick, which I'm just like, yeah. Aren't you just special? Good for you that you could take that risk, you giant turd fart human butt face. Whatever, man. Yeah, it's been 140 days or something since a lot of us shut our doors and sealed ourselves up in Vault 76 and don't intend to come out. That's a lot of days, you guys. That's a lot of days. When you think about it, you're like, oh, since March? When was March? Oh, 6 months ago, just about.
We've missed, like, everybody's birthday. Like, everybody's. I'm just like.
Yeah. I would have been to visit my parents or my parents visit us at least twice by now. And that hasn't happened. But I've got friends.
Your dad's probably been through at least four horses by now.
Yeah, I know. I think he's actually after another one as we speak. But yeah, it's like it's just ridiculous. But anyway, that wasn't the factoid. That was just me wanting to tell a story about asteroids. Here's the factoid: the human body contains enough potential energy that if it were to all be released at once, it would be equivalent force of 30 hydrogen bombs.
Wait, what? TV's Travis and my hair is green, and then my brain went down a bunny trail, and I completely missed that.
Out of all the electrons and all the atoms in your body, that's considered potential energy, if it were all be released at one time, it would have the impact of the detonation of 30 hydrogen bombs. Like, that much power exists in the human body in a form of electrons and atoms.
Og's like, we've seen the Matrix.
Yeah, we know this. That's why they turn people into batteries. They have all this power in them. I mean, but if you're looking at it, if you look at it that way, the people,
that would be the coolest weapon. How do you activate a people explodey gun?
That's what the Iron Man 3 was all about, man. People went around exploding everywhere. Then, like, coming back
together. Is that why they exploded?
I mean, I guess. Didn't they tap into their,
extremists?
Extremists? Is it extremists or extremists?
Extremists sounds like extremist. Extremists sounds like cool.
I don't remember. I watched it recently, but I don't remember how they pronounced it. But I thought that was really crazy cool. Like, oh, man, I didn't even think about it. And Bill Bryson is like, think about this. Those are the times I mostly fall asleep when he's talking about, like, high-end science. And then he'll equate it to something that sounds neat. I'm like, oh, fascinating. And then I log it away.
That book is super. And I've read it so many times, and none of it sticks.
All I remember
is quarks.
Yes, quarks, which was the Irish man's, like, random slang. He called things, it was from a song, it was from an Irish drinking song or something, where they said quarks, and it was, I forgot what a quark even was, somebody knows, but now they pronounce it more like stork than quark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've quark.
On quark. Yeah. That's a bar on Deep Space Nine. What was the dude with the ears? Ferengi, but what was his name? They like, their ears are like their sex bits.
Oh, are they Steve really? Like, that's when their eyes, like, go like this, and then it turned into giant ears, right? Like, their eyebrows and their... Yeah, his name is Quark.
Yeah, that was a Ferengi.
Yeah. Anyway.
Was his name Quark?
Yeah, his name was Quark. I knew that, and I don't even watch Star Trek.
No, he wasn't the genderless-looking dude. He was... I did not know his name was Quark. Maybe that's what triggered it in my brain. No, it was the Deep Space Nine thing. Hi, Steven!
Any of a number of subatomic particles carrying a fractional electric charge postulated as building blocks of the hadrons. Quarks have not been directly observed, but theoretical predictions based on their existence have been confirmed experimentally. So we haven't observed them, but the math that allows them to exist, apparently, or surrounding their existence, checks out. Which I find fascinating. I don't understand, nor do I like math. But if you really want to understand the universe, it's the only way to do it. It's absolutely mind-blowing. They're just like, oh, well, we ran these calculations, and this is what math says happens. And then they finally recreate it. They're like, oh, our math checks out. I'm like, what do you mean your math checks out? These are, like, things. These aren't numbers on paper. What are you even talking about? And they're like, yes, they are numbers on paper, and they are also things. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand. Well, I don't know. So this is where I thought math would come in handy, but I don't understand how to do it. We watched that American Assassins movie, and at the end there's an explosion, but it's a nuke, right? And they detonate the nuke under the water. Spoiler for anybody who has not seen this 7-year-old movie. And it doesn't wipe out the naval fleet or the Air Force fleet that's in the ocean fairly close to it. And we're trying to figure out what size, if any, tidal wave it would have created.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have time to drop very far before it detonated. So I'm just wondering, like, what it would have done, like, what that would have looked like. And, like, if it would have had, and if it would have just evaporated all the water and created, like, a massive sinkhole. That was my thought. I'm like, that explosion would have evaporated water and then created this huge negative space in the ocean and just sucked everything back in.
Well, would have sucked it in and then blown it back out again, right? Because it all clashed and then who knows what would, a fart in a tub. Exactly. There's theories that the Bermuda Triangle actually contains methane pockets, or a methane, like, cavern or something. I don't even know what it would be, like a volcanic area or whatever.
A underneath butthole.
That creates these farts, these giant bubble farts that go up to the surface, and then a boat in Bermuda Triangle, bubble goes up, fart. Oh. Boat goes down into a hole and it swallows it. And the same thing would happen if a great cavity was opened up under an aircraft or something. There's a diamond mine in Sierra Leone that you can't fly over, because if you fly over it, you'll crash because of the change in pressure.
That's so... I remember when I started flying with Dad, and, like, we started watching movies where people would fly over sinkholes, and I'm like, bullshit! I know you can't do that! Like, when we fly over the mountains, like, that's what causes turbulence, is, like, the change and stuff. And I'm just like, bullshit! Bullshit! Like, I've dropped 6 feet out of the air before because I flew over something stupid.
Yep. Good old space fart.
The Earth is weird. Like, the Earth is so weird. If you sit back and think about it, you're like, oh, let's watch all the fun space movies with where it pisses diamonds from the sky and people eat potato poops. But, like, the Earth is just, like, lightning storms? Fucking weird. Volcanoes? Fucking weird. Half the planet is uninhabitable by people because it's water and we will die. And it's not even, like, drinky water. It's deady water.
Yeah. Like in Game of Thrones, the Dothraki wouldn't even go near the water because they thought it was poison water because the horses wouldn't drink it. It's because it's got salt in it, you bunch of barbarians. You just get on a daggone boat. What's wrong with you?
Deady water.
You think that, like, people have known stuff for a really long time? We didn't even know there were tectonic plates till like, 1940. It's just, we don't know anything about the place we live. We know more about space than we know about Earth and the things that live on it. Did you know that that we know that Yellowstone was a volcano because of these ash fields in Nebraska where they found a whole bunch of dead animal carcasses by what used to be a prehistoric watering hole? They found all these dead animals, and they weren't sure why all the dead animals died. They're like, why are they all in this one spot? Turns out that it was a prehistoric watering hole, and all the animals had gone there and died. And they were like, okay, well, we need to figure out why they died. Well, when they figured out why the animals died, they found particulate and stuff in their lungs. They had died of lung disease. They died of lung disease because of the ash from Yellowstone that had been transplanted to Nebraska from 100 miles away in, like, Wyoming, Montana area.
That's a big-ass volcano.
Yeah, that's how they figured out that it was a giant volcanic space, was like, oh, well, all these animals have all this, like, particulate that doesn't belong in Nebraska. It belongs somewhere else. But yeah, so 1912, Wegener wrote his theory of continental drift, but nobody believed it till much later. Everybody thought he was full of crap.
That's the interesting thing. When people present, and that's what's so frustrating now, is because conspiracy theories are so attractive because you're like, well, it could be true and we just don't know yet, right? Like, stuff is so big and convoluted and complex. Like, the bigger something is, like, our brains won't accept that it just is or it just happened. There's got to be a reason. There has. That's why, like, almost every culture has a creation story, right? The creation is too big for our brains to accept that it would have just happened.
You got to bring it down.
Yes. We've got to have a reason behind it. It's, yeah.
Yeah. So Ace says that Wegener, it was accepted because he wrote two more well-received books. Ace will keep you on your toes if you say something wrong.
Such a butthole! Fact-checking butthole! We need it, but you're still a butthole.
Actually, my name is Ace and I am correct. You know what? You're right, and that's okay. but yes, wasn't widely accepted, but was accepted. Thank you for at least giving me that. Thank you for going, okay, well, you're wrong, but you know, you can have this little bit of not wrongness if you want it. World news. Couple wins fight to name their son Lucifer after registrar warned he won't succeed in life. Okay. I mean, you really shouldn't comment on people's baby names. It's just rude. A couple won the battle to officially name their son Lucifer after a registrar reportedly told them he wouldn't succeed in life if they chose it. Dan and Mandy Sheldon went to the register their four-month-old son last week when the council office was able to reopen after lockdown. They haven't been able to name their baby for 4 months? I thought you did that at the hospital.
Like, yeah, you could just mail it, maybe?
Yeah, what the devil? Dad Dan said the pair had been really excited, but when they handed over the forms to name him Lucifer Sheldon, he said the council registrar at their local office in Chesterfield looked at them in utter disgust. She allegedly tried to bar them from using the name because it has been used as a moniker for the devil, and 37-year-old Dan told the Sun she told us he'd never be able to get a job and the teachers wouldn't want to teach him. I tried to explain that we're not religious people and Lucifer in Greek means lightbringer and morning, but she wouldn't listen. That's Lucifer Morningstar. If you're watching the TV show, right? And that is last name.
Yeah. Yep.
I tried
morning,
to,
morning star.
Morning, morning. The official informed them New Zealand had banned parents from using the name and advised them to register a different official name, but referred to him as Lucifer at home. The parents were asked to step outside while she checked if she was allowed to register the name, and Dan said it was eventually approved, but through gritted teeth. Honestly, we just thought it was a nice name, a unique one, he added. We didn't expect to get so much grief about it. I mean, you didn't expect anybody to give you grief when you're going to name your kid after what a lot of people would believe to be the devil's name. I mean, that's like naming your daughter Jezebel and thinking this is a beautiful name. It's like, well, I mean, you could pick another one that's also beautiful. It's 'cause,
oh, yeah. I was going to say, that's what I did with, what is the show called? Nicole, what is the show called?
That I did know.
With you guys.
Lucifer.
Is it just Lucifer?
Yeah, it's just Lucifer, right? Isn't that the name of the show? Lucifer? Yes.
Was it just Lucifer?
Oh, Crash Test Pilots is their show.
But I think was it just... Okay, yeah, I did Lucifer. I didn't.
Is that... Wait a minute.
My brain isn't working at all today. There's nothing happening up there. But anyway, so I will argue that Lucifer is a pretty name. It sounds cool and it does have a fun meaning. However, I think you're incredibly naive and or just being a stubborn ass if you think it's not going to get you looked at sideways.
They had to know. They knew. Yeah. They're like, just contrarian people being contrarian. Going, I don't know.
I mean, it's my name, your kid. So the issue I have with that is, great, you're making a statement, you're not religious, whatever. Culturally, like, that name has significance. It's like when people argue that they should be able to use the swastika because it means enlightenment and yada yada, and it was Buddhist. I'm like, great. But culturally now, it has significance. So name your kid
actually,
Lucifer and tattoo a swastika on his forehead, but you're going to, like, the kid's going to struggle. Like, it has... You guys actually, are going to have the issue. The kid's going to struggle.
Actually, Ashley, the swastika is only a Nazi symbol when crooked on its side, but when it's straight up and down, it's then a Buddhist symbol, and it's totally okay to get tattooed on your face.
Right, but if someone sees it, they're going to be, you a Nazi?
Right.
No, that's not, of like, course. Like, nobody widely researches it, right?
We need this... There's reasons we need movies. One of the greatest reasons we need a new Indiana Jones movie is to remind everyone that Nazis suck and they're the bad guys. We tried to pivot to Russia in Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. That was stupid. But now we could just go, Nazis never really went away. We know that today. So we can just have Indy fighting neo-Nazis in the 60s, right? That should be fine. I would love to see an 80-year-old Indiana Jones whooping some Nazis down in, like, whatever random temple they find somewhere in the Midwest. Like, go for it. Go punch some neo-Nazis together. Like, they're all trying to resurrect Hitler with some sort of random stone they found. Maybe they find the Mormon plates out in Ohio, and they're like, we're trying to raise Hitler with Mormonism. And they're like, I'll stop you. Hold on, let me get my cane and my walking stick and... I'll be there in a minute after I take my aspirin.
I had to take so much ibuprofen today, Steven. So much. All of it.
You had to take the ibuprofen?
Yes, I have womb badgers again because I'm not pregnant anymore. So they're like, my ovaries are like, hey, remember when we used to get cysts and we would explode and we would make your vagina feel like it was going to just fall out your butthole? Let's do that again. That was such a good time. Oh, my goodness. Don't you miss us. I'll be back next Tuesday, motherfucker.
Well, the solution is just get pregnant again, right? I mean, that's easy peasy. Easy peasy.
I never had anything to compare like that is exploding ovarian cysts feeling to, but now I'm just like, Jacob, this feels like contractions. This is shit. Make it stop.
I wish I could help somehow, but I can't. I'm sorry you're going through this.
It's fine. I've decided that being a woman is balls.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing magical. There's nothing great. People are like, oh, if you're a woman, you'll never get in trouble with the law, and you can get away with water, and you don't have to work enough. Fuck you. It sucks. It sucks. There's nothing. There's zero things good. No. I mean, I can't even grow leg hair without feeling like I have to shave my leg hair. Granted, all my hair is falling out postpartum, which is super, so my leg hair is not growing anymore. So I no longer have to shave, but my hair's all gone.
You can get pregnant again and your hair will come back.
I will shove this up your butt. You'll be like that monkey that sticks a peanut up his ass before he eats it.
Did I ever tell you that joke about the monkey and the peanut? Probably have. I only have one joke. That's one of them.
Yeah, like two.
I got those farm animal jokes, but I keep forgetting them. I told them on the show already. Y'all tell me if you want to. Maybe it's a Patreon episode, Stephen tells the monkey and the peanut joke. Small Town News.
'68 Ford Mustang sells for $3.85 million. Why?
Who has $3.85 million to just go, I'm going to buy a car today? I'll take that Mustang. Like, man, what if I could get $3.85 million? That'd be pretty cool, you know?
I still think I'm about a hair's breadth from just going batshit and maxing out every credit card ever and saying F the planet and just living, because I don't think that anything's going to get better or normal. I think it's going to be insane, and I think everything's going to explode, and I might as well enjoy a pool in my backyard while we all die. A 1965 Ford Mustang Shelby GT350R.
Yeah. GT350R. Yeah, there, and I was about to say, I'm sure...
Not right.
Jacob's got to be around here listening to you talk about, I'm just going to max out the credit cards and go float in a pool.
It's okay. I'll protect our pool from people that try to take it from me. The first prototype of the line of competition cars and the first to win a race set a new record by selling for $3.85 million. Why can't I read numbers today? This is that movie that you guys watched, right?
Oh, yeah. Ford versus Ferrari. Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
I've heard it was good. I also heard that I would think it was stupid.
You don't like anything that doesn't have zombies and shooting in it. So, no, you would think it was stupid. Jacob would love it.
Did watch it.
Oh, did he watch it? I don't think he did. Yeah, or he forgot.
He went and had a cigar, and I stayed inside, and he watched the movie, because he always comes in during breaks looking a little more drunk and a little more drunk and then telling me about the movie, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm painting my toenails.
I'm pretty sure that he watched Adam Diamond Sandler, Diamond Dallas Page.
I know, but he has a cigar like once a week, so he has once a movie thing.
Oh, well, maybe he watched that then. It was really great. I loved everything about it.
I think he liked it. He'll correct me if I'm wrong. Mecum Auctions said the Mustang, which was once driven by Ken Miles, who was played by Christian Bell in that movie we just talked about, the sub made it the most expensive Mustang ever sold, breaking a record. I don't care about any of this.
I know you don't, and I also know that you're not able to read a story and pull on a string at the same time. You're pulling on the string, you're looking off in the distance, muttering things, and half-hazardly looking back at the story to read parts of it. You don't give two craps about this story. You can't fake it. You're not even trying. I'm going to cast somebody else to read this story. This is not going to happen. It's an expensive car. It's a Shelby Mustang GT350. It's a beautiful car. And it's probably worth $3.85 million, especially if it's one of the cars that they trained to go to Le Mans with. Makes sense.
I feel like Jacob was like, because Jacob wants this vehicle, and I know why Jacob put this in the notes, because he's like, look, if we're going to max out credit cards, it's going to be on this vehicle, not a pool. Oh, I tied a knot in my string.
It's so awesome, dude. Maybe Jacob and I can just build one. How do you build a car? Do you guys know how to build a car? Because that'd be cool. Like, I want to build a car. You know, you can still get kit cars. Like, you can get the cars that you put together with, like, you know, like back in the 1800s when you were homesteading and they got Industrial Revolution hit and they were like, hey, you want to build a house? Here's all the parts. And you just go out to a plot of land and you put together all the parts of the house and you're like, oh, I got a house. This is great. It's like a giant Lego puzzle. They
Isn't
do that same
like
thing with
just
cars.
A shipping container and like plumbing?
Yeah, now, sure. Shipping container, whatever. We should do that, by the way. We should get a big old fat chunk of land somewhere, put a couple shipping containers on it, and like call it a day.
I think that would be fantastic. I'm all for the Two Dorks compound.
We can save on plumbing by putting like a shower house and some toilets, and then we only have to plumb one building. That's a saving the kind of thing.
And we could have
great.
A pool.
Yeah, yeah. You can buy kid
I know,
airplanes.
Davies Travis. Like you, I think we're almost there. I think we need to do it now in preparation for 10 years down the road when the United States is a war torn hell zone and like volcanoes erupted in the middle and we're all communists.
Welcome to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the only sense of joy in this entire hellscape of America.
Oh my god, we can be pirate radio.
We're gonna have to be. We got Zafo, he knows how to ham, so we'll just broadcast from wherever we are, like, hey, this is Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. They'll be like, you can't do that. Be like, screw you, the FCC is gone, baby. We do whatever we want.
You, I do what I want.
Yeah, who's Yay! Policing the airwaves now? Nobody. Mad Max Fury Road.
I want to dress like a pirate, though, and I want to carry... Well, did you see the Zweihänder thing that I sent you?
The who what?
The Piers Groot.
When did you send that? Because I don't... I saw Jacob send it in a thing, but I don't
at
know
like
who...
7 a.m. this morning.
Oh, no, I don't read stuff at 7 a.m. What do I look like? An early bird? Oh,
a child that wakes up at butt crack o'clock.
Smashy, I was able to tap into Steven from another parallel dimension the other day, and I was so proud of myself. So, woke up in the morning, super duper stupid tired, and Sam comes in, and he's like, Daddy, it's time to get up. I'm going to go downstairs and watch TV or whatever. I'm like, okay, fine. I don't want to go. Blah, 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 blah. And I laid there and I grumped. I said, you know what? No, I'm going to tap in to Steven from Parallel Universe. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be happy this morning. I'm deciding that I'm going to put my feet on the floor. I said, I'm not starting my day this way. I'm going to be awesome. So I got up. I was like, Sam, I'm coming down for cereal. And I went downstairs and I partied. And we ate cereal and we drank coffee. And we were like, yeah, that is awesome. And it changed everything about my day. I was so much better. And it took a little bit of extra effort, but I said, no, I refuse to start the day like a grumpy dirtbag human, and I'm going to be awesome today. And it was great.
Groove said, great. The Steven from the alternate universe got the grump stick to you.
Yeah, I traded with him. Take that. Like, because we talked about that before. Like, if there's an infinite number of yous, because there's an infinite number of possibilities and an infinite number of things, one of those yous is happy right now. And dagnabbit, you're going to be that one. You might as well be the you that's happy. And it was pretty great. I was real happy. Yes, Oddly Normal One, amen, hallelujah to that. It's both the greatest thing and worst thing that's ever happened. Oddly Normal One says, I'm so freaking glad my kids can now operate the TV and Apple remote. And I don't have to get up and do it for them. And when Sam got the Roku remote, now, like, you can't pry it from his cold, dead hands. he's the first one up in the morning, and he's going to be watching. So, Ashley, when you were a kid, did you wake up in the morning and watch television?
Only on Saturday mornings. But as I got older, I started missing the cartoons that I gave a shit about because even as a child, I hated waking up.
Okay, well, that okay, fine. Well, when I was a kid, in the morning I would wake up, I'd go get my shower before school, and then I needed 30 minutes to watch Bobby's World before we left the house to go to school. Bobby's World was my cartoon in the morning, and if it wasn't Bobby's World, it was Looney Tunes, and then eventually, like, I was 13, 14, and I just started watching the Today Show with my mom, because I'm an old person trapped in a child's body. But I thought the Today Show was the greatest show ever. I'm like, this is awesome. I've learned about the news and stuff happened. But Sam, this new generation, he has the ability to watch anything he wants at any time he wants.
Yeah.
On any channel, like any cartoon, anything. Do you know what he chooses to turn on when he wakes up in the morning?
What?
Videos of people playing video games. He's watching he's watching Luigi's Mansion playthrough videos. He's watching Smash Brothers playthrough videos. He'll watch Kirby. He'll turn on just videos of people playing video games. Like the Twitch stuff. Like now they've got people who do Let's Plays and they post them on Amazon Prime where they get like rated so you know if it's kid friendly or not kid friendly or whatever. So we just tell him anything that's on the this guy, these two or three producers, like they have good content, we know it's safe. Like anything they do, you can watch it. I'm not even gonna bother. You don't have to police you or anything. And these guys, they read the words on the screen if it's like a dialogue heavy game. He watches he watches these games play through, and like I would have never imagined that this would be what we do with this generation of kids. Like that would be something that he would be into.
That's so weird. Like I can't even, like Kelly was talking about, she'd get up and watch TV and read in the morning before anybody else got up, and I'm like, I'm trying desperately to recall what I did, and the only things that I could remember doing if I would get up and have time before something and not be abominably late was play Ocarina of Time or GoldenEye.
Oh, I can't play video games in the morning.
Yeah, I didn't watch TV in the morning because I didn't have time in the morning.
Because you were probably
like
rushing
even as a small, small child. Because I remember I would get so pissed off on Saturdays because I would miss all the cartoons. And I'm like, I mean, that was when I was in the old house. So it was before I was 12, before I'd hit puberty. I hate mornings.
You always hated them then. Yes. I stopped liking mornings as a teenager when you're supposed to, and then rolled back around to having to get up in the morning for work when I was like 21, you know, 20, 21. Yeah. But yeah, there was a time for sure when it was like, no, Saturday morning cartoons, whatever. I'm asleep, yo. But man, yeah, it was all cartoons in the morning and Nick at Night at night. I was watching Happy Days and Taxi and all that stupid stuff that why on earth is
you're
a 7-year-old.
You're so weird. You're such a weird person. I like finding out what everybody did when they were little.
Yeah, this
like
is fun.
Nintendo Power magazine. Yes! And he was watching freaking Nick at Night at 4 in the morning because he's grandpa.
I used to watch Martin Lawrence had a show at one point called Martin. And it came on at 9 o'clock, and I used to watch Martin before I went to sleep. I love Martin Lawrence. I don't even know what most of the jokes were. I was like 6 or 7. It was just on, and I had a TV in my room. So I would just lay in bed, I'd watch Martin, I'd turn it off and go to sleep. I never watched In Living Color. DGIF was legit. We used to watch Dinosaurs and Boy Meets World and Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I remember those.
I just remember Topanga on Boy Meets World had the prettiest hair ever, and I was always jealous of her. I didn't really start watching like series and stuff. I remember I watched X-Files with mom and dad. That was like, I would sit down at my dad's feet. Like this was when the old house that we just sold had carpet in the great room. And I would sit down in front of dad and we would watch X-Files together. Like that was the first like kind of serial thing that I remember watching. And then Charmed was super cool.
I'm trying to remember what I watched with my parents. We watched Entertainment Tonight every night. I knew every celebrity's birthday. When Entertainment Tonight was on and they do celebrity birthdays, like, oh, it's Tom Cruise's birthday. We'd watch that stuff. And then my dad got really into Walker, Texas Ranger. And I remember we watched that.
Dad watched that.
Every night. I remember like all that stuff. I don't remember watching specific stuff with them because I'd go to my room and I'd watch, you know, Dick Van Dyke Show or You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes, I remember that. That was so cool. Did you guys have TVs in your room? I did not have
TVs
in my room.
I think it was because I liked playing the video games and watching the TV so much that my dad was like, I'm never going to watch the TV unless we put one in his room. Like, he has to have it. And I don't think Entertainment Tonight was really the trash that it is now. Like, today, like, Extra and TMZ and all that stuff. Entertainment Tonight was just like, this movie's coming out this year, and here's a celebrity's birthday, and Tom Cruise was downtown doing whatever. It was a lot different. A lot different.
Do we care about celebrities with everything going on right now, or is it just I extra don't give a shit and I haven't been on social media?
So they care about celebrities? I've been in your mom's house and she gets People magazine, and evidently that magazine's still in print, so someone cares.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They have no idea who's sending them those magazines. Mom's like, we're not paying for them. We have no idea why we keep getting them.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Mom gets every magazine delivered. Like, there's like a stack of 50 magazines a day she gets delivered. She's like, I have no idea who pays for these.
I mean, they get to read about them. That's kind of cool. You know, they get to read stuff. There's free things to get. We get Southern Lady magazine, put it on the back of the toilet. There's, you know, you get to look at things you shouldn't be eating while you're taking a pee or pooping.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, so it's pretty great. No TVs, no computers. I feel like such a weird kid because my parents are just like, here's your stuff. Do what you want to do. And I don't know. There's always like this, it's almost like a militant thing with parents of like, TVs or no TVs. We should punch our kids in the face if they have a TV in their room. Or like, that family's doing it wrong because their kid has a TV in his room and he's going to live in there and it's going to rot his brain and whatever. I have a pretty great career from having a computer in my room and
playing
adventure games. Now, they also give you access these days, stuff you really don't need access to.
Yeah.
When it's in the living room, it's a lot harder to be like,
I found my buddy to play with.
Dirty Bonzi buddy. We ordered pizza with him once. Yeah, see, Kelly's right. It's like, it's just a personal choice of, you got to know your kid too. You know what I mean? Like, is your kid good? Yeah. Like, Sam might play a lot of video games, but he puts them down too. I watch him be like, okay, I'll put it down and go play with Mad Matter for like an hour and a half. And build little
like
monsters.
Mad Matter has been the one consistent thing in that kid's life that he has constantly and always played with and
he
never
loves it.
Gotten tired of.
Never. It's anything he wants it to be. You go in there, watch him. He builds amazing imaginative structures. It's always a blob with eyeballs. But to him, it's like, I built this giant Bowser and this stuff. I'm like, it's a blob with eyeballs, but whatever you see is
he
amazing.
He made a penis. He made a penis. What was he making? And I looked at you. I'm like, that looks an awful lot like a penis. It was Egg Ganon. Like, he's obsessed with Breath of the Wild now and like all the forms that Ganon has. And so he had like half of an Easter egg and he stuck it on top of like this pillar and it legit was a big floppy dick. And he's just making it grow. And he's like, look at Egg Ganon. And I'm like, that's a wiener, Sam. It's not. It's Egg Ganon. All right.
You're broken. That's just all there is to it.
It was even like white man flesh colored wiener.
That's awful. Og did ask if he's into Legos. We have a ton of Legos, and he did sit in there one day for like 3 hours and produced like a really small thing he referred to as a car, but he had taken all these random parts off of other Legos and put them together, and it didn't look like a car. But he's like, look at this cool car I made. And I was like, how'd you do that? Well, this is Iron Man's chest, and it goes on the front, and all this stuff. I'm like, you're the coolest. It's fun to watch you do stuff. Anyway, we should keep doing like a show or something. News Where Left Untold. We don't need notes. Bulletin board system. That's what BBS means. Used to dial into them.
Oh.
Yeah. Police use drones to monitor nudity at a Minnesota beach. I don't like this, you
Why?
Guys. Why? Not the biggest fan.
Who gives a shit?
Be naked if you want to. Police near Minneapolis used drones last week to check if sunbathers at a lakeside beach were breaking the law by going nude or topless. The Golden Valley Police Department used the high-tech surveillance devices at Twin Lake on July 10th after receiving complaints from the public. The stuff has been going on there for decades, she said. When the police are called to the park, it's because someone has complained. This somewhat secluded beach is known for being a safe place to just be comfortable. Elsie Olin, a frequent visitor, told CNN. Police Sergeant Randy Malin told WCCO that using drones would be no different than a surveillance camera in a public place for a high crime area, except you know where the surveillance cameras are because you can see them. They don't randomly show up in an area and start taking pictures. They're not the same.
Of you being naked.
Surveillance cameras are static. Drones fly around and look at whatever they want to look at. You're wrong.
Look at that undercarriage on her.
Drone footage is accessible only to very few staff within the department. It is only used for documentation, evidence collection, prosecution, and for self-pleasure. The statement said, police staff are trained in data privacy and maintaining confidentiality. By law, people in public spaces have no expectation of privacy from being recorded by security devices. They don't. That's not the... Everything you're saying is true, but also wrong true. Like, you don't have an expectation of privacy, but you don't also expect a flying machine to come zooming by taking pictures of your naked body. Like, if a photographer pops out of the bushes, you're like, ah, got me, my bad. A drone flies over while you're naked sunbathing and you've got your eyes shut and it just flies over and takes pictures? Like, that's not okay. The city reviewed the drone footage and went to the beach to collect personal information from those who appeared to be violating the law. Oh, at the beach, the police collected information from 8 individuals to determine if citations should be issued for various infractions. Of the 8 individuals observed violating the law that police were able to obtain information from, 2 were people of color. I don't know why that matters. The police didn't order any citations. We took your naked pictures, we came down to talk to you while you were naked, and then we decided not to do anything. Like, that don't make me feel better.
Okay, again, this goes back to the penis in the yard. Why are we that concerned with nakedity? And B, like, should we be more concerned that, you know, a bunch of people are just chilling at the beach? Like, I would be like, are you using a glory hole?
Are you having sex on the beach? You know? Are you having sex on the beach? You just nude on the beach? Maybe those are 2 different things. Maybe they carry 2 different penalties. Maybe you shouldn't worry about it if the beach is secluded and the only people that go there are the nudists.
Like, I mean, okay, is it, like, offensive to you because you think Jesus is mad at seeing nipples? And not, yeah, it's just nipples, because nobody gives a shit about the actual boobies.
Jesus created nipples.
Right? Like, somebody
clicked. He knows what they look like.
But, like, I don't understand. Like, again, if somebody was walking, okay, and I've had this conversation with Jacob, and I feel like just based on our society, a penis can be viewed as threatening if it's just flopping down the street, right? Unfortunately, that's how it is, and boobs are sexualized. So, like, you can't whip your titty out to feed your kid because somebody's gonna be like, I see you got them boobies, blah, 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 blah. And you can't whip your wiener out because somebody's like, what are you going to do with that weapon of mass destruction? So it's just, we're stupid. Like, just hate everybody.
Well, I mean, there's definitely times where penises need to not be revealed to the world. And one, like, I would be pretty upset if a dude's just walking down the street and Sam's out there and he's like, look at my penis, kid. That's called sexual harassment. Like, that's not okay. And I won't defend someone's right to have their wiener out wandering down the street. But, you know, but the boobs thing, that has 2 different... That's 2 different... And here I am, a dude, arguing that people should be able to show their
boobs. Well, no, like... how about this? In North Carolina, like, if I wanted to walk around topless, I could.
You could,
now,
yeah.
I would probably get arrested, because also in North Carolina, the police can arrest you if they think something is a law. Because why would we need law enforcement to actually know the laws they're enforcing? That's a completely different... Whatever. But I just... Okay, so, like...
Law and order, Smash. Law and order.
But how, like, so what constitutes sexual harassment versus my nuts are effing hot and I wanted some air? I apologize that you saw my nut hair.
Because it's just, it's not okay to, I don't know how to differentiate. I just know I would be very bothered. I would be bothered. If you're in a locker room, that's one thing. If you're just walking down the street, exposing yourself to children, that's...
Yeah, maybe Og's right. Maybe if you're just walking around with, like, some rigidity, then it's, you know, sexual harassment. But if you're just walking around because you're like, it is 120 degrees, my nuts have sweated to the point where I smell like a swamp fart, please just let me enjoy this gust of air and I will cover back up shortly. Or maybe I'm out on the beach and I'm like, you know what? I would like to get sand in my nut crevices or my vaginal folds. Like, let me do my thing. I'm just laying there. I'm not bothering you. I'm not flashing anybody. I'm not being like, you know what I mean? Some of us are
no.
Churching at odd hours.
I'm not,
Adam.
I'm not going to get on the same boat as you with this one. You're going to have to row that boat by yourself.
Well, I'm not arguing for it. I just guess I don't, at this point in my life, I don't get why it's a thing. Like, if you want to be naked on a beach.
I'm not arguing about nude beaches.
Time, go be naked on a beach.
Yeah, I don't care about the beach. You were talking about walking down the street with your wiener out, and I think that's probably not the right avenue.
Well, that would be some like hardcore chafing anyway. How about this? I doubt many people would want to walk with their wiener out because I feel like their balls would, there would be, don't, your dick doesn't come right out of your gooch.
And okay, clothes, you can choose the proper clothes and you don't have to take your wiener out into the daylight. You can just wear stuff that fits. And it's not like, if you're wearing a parka on a 97 degree day, you've made a mistake and you don't get to just whip your wiener out and go, I'm sorry, I'm hot. Put on your little running shorts and there you go. Then you're not going to be nearly as hot.
So I've been taking kiddo out and just letting him be naked baby and have sunlight because I don't know why, but Americans don't sun their baby, and so they're all freaking vitamin D deficient. So my child gets sunlight, and I just take his diaper off and let him enjoy being naked because it would suck to wear a diaper all day. You know, like he doesn't constantly walk around springing a leak. He's yet to pee on me, Jacob's, but unfortunately. Anyway, but I'm just like, I hope I don't sunburn your wiener. But yeah. We've been great. There's no sunburn. There's no burnt tender bits. We good.
And he's a baby. Like, the babies are naked all the time. They put all the naked babies. You watch Man of Steel or Superman 1. They love showing Superman naked baby wiener. Every one of them movies is naked baby wiener. And you're like, I'm not sure I was ready for it, but there it was. Naked babies with wieners in Superman movies. It's a tradition. But yeah, that's different than like crusty old fart walking around with his balls hanging out. See, and Oddly Normal One's right. He knows Superman movies, baby wiener. You're going to see it. And you don't need to. And no one knows why they insisted on it. They're like, it's art. And you're like, yeah. But it's baby wiener. That's a really good point. Oddly Norwood says that baby wiener in Superman movies is as the Waynes getting shot and the pearls hitting the floor in Crime Alley in a Batman movie. Both of those things you can be guaranteed to see. Yeah. You think we're going to see that in new Robert Pattinson Batman movie? Think we're going to see it?
I mean, I don't. It'll probably sparkle.
They're going to show Batman's parents get killed just to make sure we know.
Oh, not his wiener.
Oh, no. We don't want to see Batman's wiener.
Do we not?
Michael Keaton doesn't play Batman anymore, Smash. Except when he does, in the Flash movie, he's been signed on to play Bruce Wayne, Batman, in Flashpoint, which would be really crazy.
Michael Keaton?
Yeah, so The Flash, the movie that they're trying to make, been trying to make for like 5 years, Michael Keaton has signed on to play Batman. Because Flashpoint is when, you know, The Flash runs so fast he runs through timelines and stuff, and Michael Keaton will be Batman. Up. Yeah.
I would love to see Keaton as Batman again. Michael Keaton's awesome.
He is. He really seems to be just having fun in his old actor. Like, he's playing the Vulture over in Spider-Man, and they're like, you want to play Batman again? He's like, sure. Pay me the money.
He was in American Assassins and he played a fantastic part. Like, there's one scene where he's getting tortured and I'm like, you are such a good actor, why are you not in more things?
Dude, he was in Spotlight. He played a phenomenal role in Spotlight. And
I didn't see that.
Oh, it was such a good movie. It was hard to watch, but such a good movie. And then he played what else was he in? Oh, the McDonald's guy. He played the McDonald's guy in that, the founder. He's really good in that, too. He deserves, like, all the Oscars. Did the lights just go out on you?
Yes. I got excited, and then the lights went out. Batman Beyond. Yes, Michael Keaton should totally play Bruce Wayne in Batman Beyond. I loved that show. The show was so cool. And I like the music. I like the bat suit. And I like Bruce because grumpy old shit. Okay, we can.
Poop pump. WTF. I got all tangled up in myself.
It was July 12th, and Roald Simpson, how do you say that name?
Roald.
Had just started hiking the Windfall Lake Trail in Juno Skinner.
You always say that. True Lies. I liked your tango question.
In the middle of the path, there was a single orange traffic cone with a stick and a laminated sheet of paper stapled to it. Hike at your own risk. Risk of what? That was the entire sign. I had no idea what that could possibly mean. Okay, so a traffic cone with a stick and a laminated sheet of paper. Nice. He looked around. Nothing out of the ordinary except the sign. I would say that it only raised questions and didn't answer any. The sign had a warning and nothing to tell you exactly what was going on, he said. Oh, this would... Basically, everyone we know would be like, let's go see!
I don't have the whole story in here. I've got to get you the rest.
Oh, no! Oh, okay, I understand. I can read it from the link.
You can. It's 9 miles long, so you just have to pick what you like.
I can do this. Okay.
can you?
This... I'll just okay wait look, this trail plus the cabinet outhouse a few miles down it are on the Tongass National Forest. Tongass. In retrospect, I can see where that sign probably led to a lot of confusion, said Brad Orr. He's in charge of the Juno Ranger District. Okay, that's the stick is like it's less of a stick and more just like wood
2x4.
Stuck
in there. They give you the wrong impression.
Yeah, it's not as rustic as you, whatever. There was a crew on a service road near the trailhead. They prepped the cabin's crew supplies and it's what happened.
It's real hard to get to the bottom of this.
I'm going to just read it. I can read fast. Okay. He said the Forest Service has 4 or 5 public cabins in Juneau that are heavily used. Windfall Lake happens to be one of the most popular. It gets rented year-round and about three out of four days, which also means the outhouse gets heavily used. It's built over a vault. Before it fills up, the Forest Service hires contractors to pump the sewage out into barrels and haul it away. But the Windfall Lake house, also Windfall Lake, it reminds me of Zelda, and others like it, are several miles from the road. You can't just pull a septic truck up to it. They have it down to a pretty good science, but there's aircraft in the air, and you know, we like to alert the public what's going on, not that there's any particular hazard associated with it. The Forest Service hires helicopters to haul poop.
That's what it is. That took a long time to get to.
Yeah, damn. Okay.
This part's kind of cool. On the ground, the two crews supported this operation. One hiked to the cabin the day before prep. They planned to be up there for 2 weeks dealing with the outhouse, but also cleaning, servicing the stove, clearing the roof, refinishing the cabin's exterior. It's a whole big job.
I quote, I just thought toilets up in the cabins were just holes in the grounds that worked forever. Where does the poop go after they haul it?
To a poop processor to get sprayed on your crops down in Guadalajara.
Well, so what? Like, why was it a mistake? Because, like, did he see?
What was a mistake?
Well, he said he kept hiking past the sign, but, like, did he get poop dropped on him?
That's a really good point. I don't think so. It does, I mean, why? But, okay, they said to hike at your own risk. Like, what would happen?
I don't understand. So what happened that was so bad?
This story sucks butts.
This is awful.
Like, not that it's a bad story, Jacob. Your story's amazing. It's that it's not your story. It's someone else's, and it's not good. It's very difficult to get to the point.
there's no punch bag, whatever.
There's no punch bag, as Ashley says.
No, I can't read and think. Look, my brain is dead today. Okay?
You know what? All of our brains are dead. We were lucky we got to where we are. It's been an event. The writer gets paid by the word. That's probably true. And you probably do get pooped on, but not by a person, by a helicopter carrying someone else's poop. Which is kind of gross. Imagine like it's a barrel of monkeys,
but it's a barrel of shit.
If a fire broke out in the forest right next to this place, you'd be like, we can't get the water up there, but we got all this crap. We'll just dump it on there.
Ew, smothered by liquid poop. Bleh.
With an outhouse, do they have to replace the hole in the ground every so often? Like they fill it in and move the outhouse like over a few feet? How does an outhouse work?
No, they suck it out of the hole, and that's what I'm saying. What happens to, like, do they take it to a treatment plant?
No, like,
how
I mean,
do you treat shit?
If you're like poorly, if you're like a cowboy and you're out in West Texas. And you're like, I found this outhouse about back from the saloon. And you go sit down and do your business. Like, at what point? They didn't have poop suckers back then. Did they just move the outhouse? Like, I kind of know what happens in some areas of the world right now. Like, there's men whose job is to get down there with a bucket, get the poop out, put it in a wheelbarrow, and run it over to the stream where all the other kids are playing downstream. It's really bad news. We should get really everywhere gross. Clean water and waste management, like everywhere. Like the two things the world needs, somebody's working on the water. Let's get more people working on the handling of the sewage. That's the key.
Yeah, because, I mean, great, you've got clean water, but you've just contaminated it because we don't have a system set up for waste management.
We found you clean water, but it's only for drinking. There's nowhere to take a bath, so you still go down to the river where you take a bath where they're
people
dumping the poop.
People are so disgusting. Like, if you just think of it, like, whales just shit and just keep swimming. And, like, and then there's the snails that crap on their own heads. Like, everything's just gross. Like, ferrets at least go poop in a corner.
at least they don't poop where they eat. They don't have a bathroom in the kitchen like I do. I've got a half bath right next to where we cook food.
I don't understand why that became a thing. Like, every house down here has a bathroom in the I'm like, who wants to go take piss and have everybody listen to them taking a wee while they're trying to enjoy their breakfast?
It's not uncommon to have a half bath under the stairs. It's just the way we're oriented is the kitchen happens to be on the side of the house with the stairs. So, like, I had a house once, it was a two-story house, and the kitchen was on like the other side of a wall, and then the bathroom was like adjacent to the living room under the stairs. It wasn't in the kitchen.
But I feel like bathrooms should be, and maybe it's just because I'm scarred for life with a couple people I used to hang out with and like their lack of wanting to give me privacy when I would go pee. But I feel like bathrooms should be tucked away for you to go do whatever you need to do, and nobody can hear you. Nobody needs to be around, like, the miasma of urine and feces and hand washing and, like, body scrubbing. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't feel like you need a toilet where you get clean. Like, I don't want shit particulate where I take a shower. The Japanese have that very right. It's just weird.
My parents have a throne room in their bathroom. So it's like an additional room where the toilet is inside the bathroom.
Yes.
They close the door
yes.
and then walk out of that little room into a larger room that is the bathroom.
And that's by HG. Yeah, I feel like it's just toilet closet. Yeah, like an actual water closet.
Yeah, if I had to do it again, I'd probably consider that option. But it's like extra grands of money to do things like that. You know, it's not like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll just reorient your house and it'll still be $200,000. No, you want a separate bathroom toilet house for your bathroom toilet? That's going to be an extra $50,000. Like, what? Why? Reasons?
Bathrooms are stupid. Like, you should just walk into a room where everything can get wet. You shower, you scrub, you grate. Like, and there shouldn't be toilets and toilet paper in that room.
Yeah. I agree with that. There we go.
Oops,
okay.
I missed.
We fixed all the bathroom problems in America just now. So we'll solve it one day when we're on the Two Dorks compound and we just have our shower house. And then nobody has to worry about eating food or whatever around the shower house. Even though Kelly thinks it's a terrible idea, I think it's effective. And it means
it would be multiple. Yeah, but I also don't want to go pee while somebody's like taking a shower.
No,
like I won't even let Jacob go pee while I'm in the shower.
We construct it like Alamo Drafthouse's bathrooms, where it's a big building, but it's got individual rooms with a shower and a toilet in it. And a shower and a toilet closet room in it for each individual person, but big enough for two people at a time, because every shower needs to be able to fit two people.
Yeah.
Because that's just a reason. That's just a thing. Showers should be able to fit two people. Or you move into my house where shower is just big enough for one person. It's a little stall.
Yeah, I feel like you, Stephanie and Steven, when we at the old house, there Stephanie and I had our rooms that like we shared a bathroom wall, and so Stephanie and I would always like tap on the bathroom wall when we were getting ready in the morning, and we would like talk through the wall because you could hear each other, and every once in a while I'd hear Stephanie and Steven giggling because they got in the shower together.
That's terrible.
And Steven would be like, "What? We're saving water."
water's being saved. Smash. I don't understand what the problem is.
He's like, "Now you have warm water to take your shower. You should be thanking me."
Yeah, you should be grateful. Efficient. Well, we don't have anything in the mailbag this week, but man, you guys have been in active chat, and that's good enough for me. If you want to tip us, don't go to tudorks.net/tip, because apparently it's broke. But you can go to patreon.com/twodorks and give us a dollar, and then, hey, just cancel that subscription. And that's no big deal. We'll be like, "Oh, they just wanted to tip us, so they did that, and now they're done." And you'd pay us
really
for
hard.
An entire month of stuff. patreon.com/twodorks if you want to do that. Oh, God.
Steven's
you
dying.
See that yawn? Oh, boy. So tired. So tired. Got a demo tomorrow. I got a demo. We got to get some sleep. But hey, it was a good show. I had a lot of fun. We're going to leave you with these words of wisdom. If you got a demo tomorrow, go to bed. Steven Adams said that just now. We don't have any words of wisdom because there weren't any notes. And I didn't think to go look up something that was as fun as humans and their spontaneous combustion possibilities. But anyway, let's all have a good day. Let's have a good night. And everyone have a wonderful week. And we'll see you next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.